Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
Yo, yo, yo.
And you are?
Let's see. What am I going to be today? Black.
Oh, well, you're about 1/4 there already.
Yes. Yes. You know what's so funny? Real quick story. So I called, excuse me, I'm trying to find a new doctor, and I was talking to the girl who's taking my vitals. I'm sorry, we have a guest.
Yes, the same she guest flew that was on the last episode, flew all the way from crazy ass Florida.
The armpit of the south, west.
That's more the crotch. The armpit is New Jersey.
Up here, yes, yeah. Of the east. And then the armpit of the Midwest is Indiana.
It's more the scrotum of the United States.
Either way, it's a shitty part of that area.
This is crystal methany. Oh!
What up, Tina? Tina? What up, crazy Tina? Anyways, going back to so I was calling the doctor, and I was trying to make an appointment for my new doctor, hopefully. And she goes, what ethnicity are you? And I was like, do I really have to answer that? I was like, I'm black today. And she started, mind you, she was a black lady, and she started laughing. I was like, I hate that question. And she's like, I know, so do I, but we need to do it.
Process. Yeah, but ethnicity also has to do with related health issues. So it's not, right. It's not like it's not being used.
It was a joke.
For some, but I'm just saying.
Get over it.
You hate answering it, but you kind of have to at the doctor. If they were like, what brand of Kool-Aid do you like? Well, that's fucking racist.
Well, it would be Kool-Aid because Kool-Aid is a brand.
Well, yes. No.
What type of? No,
well,
it would be.
If you were black, you would say grape drink.
No. What kind of? No, it would be like. No. You would say, what kind of color drink do you like? Then you say, I like purple drink.
Purple drink.
My favorite is orange. Anyway. Orange. So, do we want to start off with the voicemails that we have?
Let's start those off.
Voicemails first. And we don't have any emails, do we?
No.
No emails. We do have a lot of twatters.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, the reason we have to do this now is because
we're horrible at doing it.
And then
at
also,
all.
She sent us a message from our website that somehow got deleted out of our mailbox and we never got to read it. Go ahead. He did it.
Because
oh, I did. I love how it was me.
I wrote a message, and then when he picked me up at the airport, I was like, why didn't you ever read my email that I sent? And he was like, you sent an email? And I said, yeah, I sent an email. He's like, well, Roger probably thought it was spam and deleted it.
I love how you blame me.
And I was like, well, how could it be spam? I mentioned my name, that I was going to be there. And he said that it was
you. No, I would have never deleted that. What was the email from? Like, what was?
It was from our website.
Yeah. The little, you have the email option box, and I just did it from there.
Oh, I would have never deleted that. You know that because we read those messages all the time.
He deleted it.
I need you to reevaluate your friendship with that one over there.
She will never be able to reevaluate this friendship because we will always be together until we die.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And now, you know, gay marriage is legal in Florida now, so pretty soon I'll be killing myself.
Oh, speaking of gay marriages, now they're taking it back to the Supreme Court again.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy ass Republicans. Sorry. Sorry to our Republican listeners.
Because I'm sure we have tons of them.
Ooh, especially after last week's episode on my soapbox. Mm. I just love getting on that soapbox.
Okay. You ready for the next call? You ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Maybe. Here we go. Here we go. Here we
Hi, guys. It's Baron calling to check in.
Oh, I did.
You know, I really shouldn't have to call because I'm like the only person that keeps your show alive on Twitter by retweeting and responding to your tweets. But that's not why I called. I wanted to call and ask you guys what you think of Mariah Carey joining the Caesar's Palace show in Vegas. And I was wondering if you guys would be trying to get tickets to that when we have Pride 48 and maybe we should do a Pride 48 excursion or something like that, because I would really be into that, and I'm sure some other folks would too. So what do you think? Let us know. Talk to you later. Love you guys. Bye.
Is he telling us that because he wants to somehow be the only person that keeps Mariah Carey's show alive?
Oh, I know, right?
Oh, I have another good one that I want to say something, but I don't want to say it on the air.
Oh, don't.
We guys, love you, Baron.
We are so...
Let's go to the... We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's move on to the next voicemail. Sorry.
You look so crestfallen. You're like, but... Well, remember what we have to talk about. But I...
Oh, that sounded kind of.
Do your straight guy voice.
You want to be fucked, bitch?
Ricky thinks straight guys talk like that, but yeah, he's been around them, so I don't know where he gets it.
Well, I mean, you told us in the last episode your brother sounded like that. So.
You want me to put it in your twat hole?
No man would ever say, "Let me put it in your twat hole."
If he did. He wouldn't have a dick to put in there.
Right.
I would chop that shit.
Right off.
This is something he would say.
No.
Do you want me to fill your pussy? Yes. God, let me put this big dick in your pussy.
Yeah, that they do say.
You want me to make you squirt, bitch?
No.
That's you. Only you say.
Only a gay man trying to act straight would say something. Because you know what? Because that's what a gay man would tell another gay man. Do you want me to make your man pussy squirt?
Yeah, that's called diarrhea.
What is a man pussy? Is that your ass?
Butthole.
Yeah.
It's also the same thing as a munt.
Munt?
Quit trying to make that happen.
Munt will never happen.
Or gunt.
Oh.
Gunt.
No.
Okay, moving along. Get to the next voicemail.
God. Terrible.
And they love dead air. Dead air. Oh, God damn it.
You're all singing in the interim. Okay, ready? I'll be Britney. Want me to do my Britney? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, baby, how was I supposed to know?
She is very close to Louisiana.
Okay, play that.
Hello,
shit.
Ricky and Roger. It's Urban Guy T.O., Dave, from the Voice of Turnip Style. I was listening to your latest podcast, Thanks Obama, Foul Monkeys 588, and you guys were talking about the ending of Serial. I did not listen to Serial, but I know it's been super popular and I've been following it through you guys. I just wanted to mention to you guys, or specifically to Roger, that I agree. Like, this is going to be very difficult for this guy when he gets out of prison after having been in prison for so long, especially through formative years.
I mean, just what?
For a number of years now, I've been a part of a program called the Prisoner Correspondence Project. It's run out of Montreal, Quebec, here in Canada.
Melting.
And what it tries to do is put folks who are interested in writing to gay, lesbian, trans, you know, two-spirited, whatever, folks that are in prison. And so what they do is they match you up with a prisoner. And you become their pen pal and you can, you know, write back and forth. So for a number of years, I've been writing to a guy in prison who kind of falls into this category of he was very young when he was imprisoned and he's been in prison all of his life. And he's going to be will be, you know, let out of prison after his term is up very shortly. And he has huge, huge anxiety and mental health issues around this because he has no idea how he's going to survive on the outside. He's been pretty good in prison. He's been able to stay out of trouble. He's told me, you know, confidentially a number of horrific things that have happened to him and other, you know, fellow inmates that are gay, lesbian, or trans in prison. And he's hoping to get out and be a part of a community that can support folks that are dealing with those issues. But he has no idea. Like he's clueless about things like the internet, things like, you know, using instant messaging, text messaging, even cell phones. These things weren't common at all when he went into prison, and he has not had access to that kind of technology and really only has hearsay information about it and no actual experience with it. So I think Roger's right. Like, I think that this is going to be a big issue for this guy coming out, and I would hope that, you know, there's some folks out there that can support him. I know that I'm trying to do the best I can by writing to this guy, and I give him lots of information and give him context and background and that kind of thing. But it's a big problem, and it's something that I think the gay and lesbian community could do a little bit more for prisoners coming out that are gay and lesbian to help them, because the added, of course, you know, issue there is when you're gay and lesbian, you come out of prison and maybe you're not even out of the closet or whatever, right? You have all these other issues to deal with, right? That a straight prisoner might have to deal with. So anyway, thanks guys. I love the podcast. Love what you guys have to do. Love what you say. And I look forward to future podcasts. Take it easy.
I seriously am like, so moist. Like just he
does have a good voice.
Oh God. He's so sexy.
He has a huge old dick too.
How do you know?
Because he goes to Pride 48 and shows everybody.
Oh. Now,
and it's uncut, and I love that. Anyway, so
prisoners have, there's internet access in prison. I'm sure, you know, people who've been in prison for many, many years, there is the computer in the prison that they can use to help research for appeals and stuff like that. I'm sure he's somewhat familiar with, he might not be an expert, but he might know, you know, how to log on to the internet or something like that. So,
well, I don't think at least in America,
well, no, not anything like that, but they do have internet access, at least in America. I don't know about Canada.
Well, I don't know if it's all prisons. I think some prisons or penitentiaries or anything like that, some of them are restricted. So they're,
yeah, it depends on your like security level of the prisoner too.
Which is I think what makes a huge difference in regards to like if you are a murderer. So like for example, like the level of, which is going to sound really dumb when you think about it, but it's like the level of murderer that you are. Like if it's like a hateful crime or if it's an accidental murder, you know, I mean, that sounds stupid, but meaning like if you vehicular manslaughter, mm-hmm. things of that nature, I think those are, they're housed in different areas. And I think certain places across the country do have those programs. I think because they're funded by the government, typically, a lot of those programs got taken away. So, for example, like with Adnan, he was in a facility that had that initially, but now in the facility that he's in, I think according to the letter that he wrote to Pookie, it's my best friend, they took a lot of that stuff away. So, for example, like the educational programs that they usually have for inmates, like at his particular facility, mm-hmm. they don't have that anymore. Which I think to some degree it's imperative for them to have something like that, because if there is a chance that they're going to be able to get out.
You need an education so you can get a job. I mean, if you have a conviction, a felony conviction on your record, getting a job is already hard enough. But if you don't have education to back it up.
Right.
A lot of people graduate high school in prison. So
And they don't, I mean, and that's really sad because we don't do anything to provide. And there's been many documentaries on this mm-hmm. that we don't do enough to provide help for people who have been in prison, who maybe got in prison because they were young and they did something stupid, and now they need to come out and live in this, you know, in a world that they have not lived in for a very long time. And mm-hmm. you know, like Ricky and I were discussing that in the last episodes, where it's, I mean, this kid in particular, and I'm sure that this applies to the gentleman that, you know, writes with Urban Guy T.O., I mean, he was put in there when he was 17. Like, now he's 35. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of experience that he does not have living in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, and, you know, like, even in the letter that he wrote to Pookie, like, her and I were discussing, and you can kind of tell that he's still sort of in that mentality of a child, which is really strange to kind of put into perspective, because, like you said, he has access to books, he's had access to certain things, but yet he hasn't experienced any of that in the real life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is going to be very hard for him. And I think more than anything, freeing him is going to be a huge deal, but also making sure that he has people surrounding him who are going to be able to provide some sort of a stability for him, because it's going to be difficult.
He's lucky though. He has a big community that's behind him.
He's
always been there for him.
Yeah. So. And that's one of the things. And, and just kind of segue on that just really quickly to touch. So the state's attorney for Maryland has responded to his petition or for his appeal. For those people who are following his case, of course they, without, you know, most people knew they were going to say that, no, he should continue to stay in jail because they continue to believe that he did this murder and whatever. So now we're waiting to find out if the Supreme Court or the Maryland Supreme Court agrees with the state, mm-hmm. or they want to continue to further investigate what his pleas are. And that's aside from the Innocence Project. So the Innocence Project is also doing their investigation. And I think they're partly holding on. They're holding off putting their appeal to test the DNA evidence based on whatever sort of happens with the with the with the with the state's response. I'm sorry, you guys.
You better text Tony right now and apologize because you chewed
explain
him.
The story.
So we're sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's okay.
So we're leaving this morning to come over here to do the show, and Ricky is looking for his pedometer because we walked like was it 7.5 miles or something yesterday. And I guess last night he put it on top of the crates where the dogs sleep, so he could have like easy access to it. Well, he went to find it and he couldn't, and was like freaking out that he couldn't find it. And he told Tony, he's like, well, I guess I'll just buy another one, like very angrily. That was kind of rude. So we leave and we go to the car, and Ricky's like, hang on, I forgot something in the house. He goes inside, apparently chews out Tony.
I did not chew him out.
You said you gave him a speech. That means
say a speech.
You did.
I just said, why do you move stuff and not tell me where you put it?
Yeah. And then so
you better buy him like flowers or some chicken.
So all this happened, and then just now while Black was talking, Ricky reached into his back pocket and found his pedometer. So
everyone collectively called Ricky a douche. Douche. Anyways,
I feel so bad right now.
Wait, so you're an asshole and you need to apologize, and I think you need to buy him a gift for that apology, because if you did chew him out in any sense of the word, you need to buy him something for it.
You got back to the car and you said sorry.
I've seen your type of chew out.
You had to like give a speech.
You have not seen a chew out. You have seen a breakdown moment where I had no more control myself.
Anyways, moving on.
Those three bubbles. What's he gonna say to you?
He'd be like, he's probably gonna leave it that way. So
she's like, right.
Like on Jimmy Fallon, where him and Channing Tatum were doing an arm wrestling, and they talk about things they're going to do when they win. Uh-huh. And Channing said, I'm going to send you a text message. And
aww, he's so sweet. Look.
That's okay, my chonchis. Love you.
Aww.
He is. I love him.
What did you say to him? Did you apologize for yelling at him?
I said, Poppy, I found my pedometer. It was in the back pocket of my pants. I'm sorry.
That's not meaningful enough. You should have been like, I'm so sorry. I yelled at you.
If it was up to Roger, it would be like the whole world bought for him. I can't be doing that.
I'm so...
You know what? I'm going to buy him that table that I've been eyeing at Crate and Barrel.
No, that's your fucking gift, you douche. Anyway, so Urban Guy TO, if you want, I would love to be able to participate with that program. I don't know if it's only in America or only in Canada that you could participate that, but I think that would be really awesome. If you could send me the information, I would gladly love to do that.
And you please, can you send us a video of you jacking off and just saying a boat?
The whole
and
time.
What's the other word? A boat and something else he said that I was like, oh, that's sexy.
I don't know what he's talking about. Anyways, moving along, I think that's a great program, and I would love to participate if I can.
When I was like 16, I wanted to write to prisoners in jail. I don't know why.
Because you were trying to find a husband.
At 16.
Because you really wanted to show off your budding tits.
Oh, my God. Trust me, at 16, I was no longer budding.
Because she was, according to the last episode, she was pregnant with a kid.
Right. My mom found out that I was trying to like, that I was looking, and she was like, if you do that again, she's like, I'm going to put parental controls on this computer. And, you know, she was really mad, but I can kind of see why, because, you know.
And then she got her next husband there.
Not in prison. No.
Nearby?
My parents were married until I was 26.
No, not your dad.
What?
The next one. Did she find him as a pen pal?
No. God, what rock do you live under?
Oh, well, you're clearly a bad friend. Anyways, moving along. Let's get. Are we done with the emails and the?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about Baron's phone call. Mariah Carey.
Okay, well, I'm trying to look get the Trello up because we missed a bunch of shit.
About Mariah Carey.
Do we not want to talk about the woman shaving her parts while she was
driving? That's old news. We can talk about that then. We can talk about Nicole later.
Okay. Hey. Anyways, go ahead. We'll talk about that because I do want to talk about the stuff we have on the notes.
Oh my God, you guys. I woke up, was it Thursday morning? And I saw somebody posted on Facebook that
it was literally like Christmas.
Officially announced she was going to have a residency in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas!
And Roger texted me instantly. He said, I just heard you scream. Are you excited?
And I said, can you hear my whistle tone? Close your eyes.
Isn't she only filling in until Celine comes back?
Yeah, but Celine's Celine is doing like months. Racist. Like,
Black, be quiet.
She's doing a hiatus, yes. And she does them very frequently because I think something's going on with her husband. Yeah. So she's going to be gone for a while. Yeah. I mean, he's old. And
he is.
My name is Celine Dion. My husband is René Angelou. And we have one child. No, two child. Trois. Anyways.
We don't know if she's going to be there while we're there yet because they haven't released the August dates yet.
Well, I think it's I kind of find it incredibly cheap that she's only doing her 18 number ones. I would like for her to do other music than that, but it's in any case, if this is the opportunity that I can get to see her for once in my life in concert, because I've protested that I did not want to see her because I thought she would be at an enormously boring show. And I feel like she would sound horrible.
In Vegas, they'll have to do it up, though.
Right. I mean, it's gonna be a production, but I just hope that my only fear is that she is not late, because you know she's horrendously.
They can do that in Vegas.
She's horrendously
late. She lives in the hotel that she.
No, no.
She's a diva. She'll be late if she fucking wants to be.
Do you not see my face of disdain?
They have schedules. It's not like a concert.
That's
like,
on a schedule.
Is their profession. The what the hotel is doing is a profession.
This is also Mariah Carey, to be fair. So anyway, I don't think she can do it. So I agree with Ricky on that part. However, it is Mariah Carey. So I just hope that it's a really good show. I hope that she really rests her vocals up. Because I really want to, I know she's not going to be able to sing them like she did when she recorded them or a little after that. I just hope she sounds good. That's all I care for.
I'm going to go on a limb and say it's going to suck.
Really?
Yeah.
And I think she's going to have a lot of backup, backup chords. Yeah. Backup vocal chords.
That's what you'll hear more than her is
backup
the
tracks,
pre-recorded
sorry.
Tracks.
I think with certain things you'll hear that. Because nowadays a lot of artists do that. They have a backtrack vocal. Which is fine because most people do it because, okay, so let's take, for example, like Janet Jackson. She uses it.
I whisper through every song.
She uses it because her choreography is very like intricate. So that's why you have people like Lady Gaga uses a backtrack vocal because again, her choreography is very integral
and weird.
And then you have Mariah Carey who does a shimmy.
The dance is this, which you can't see it on a audio podcast, but her only dances in the Honey video when she goes like this.
It's just like side to side, right? Like she does this really weird shimmy. It's very awkward.
Honey. Oh, sorry. I do love that song.
That's one of her number ones.
One Sweet Day.
She'll sing that. It's a number one.
It's if Boys to Men comes out as like a surprise, they did it.
Just so you know, they did a residency there.
They're going to be in Florida at the Strawberry Festival in March.
Oh, that's sad.
And they're down one boy. There's only three now, not four.
Just so you know, my best friend Pookie is a huge Boys to Men. She has like that was our mission in life when we were young was to find everything and anything of Janet Jackson, Mariah Carey, Madonna, George Michael, Boys to Men, George Michael. That was like our mission.
Good choices.
Yeah. Anyways, I am excited. I do have to say I really, really would love to do a meet and greet with her, but they're so expensive.
It's like $1,500.
Yeah. Well, it's a $1,500. No, there's one for $750.
No.
Oh, what's that all? She is not.
What's the one for seven? What's the difference between the one that's 750 and the one that's 1500?
I think there was like the
one
meat.
You get to shake her hand.
The and the other one you get to breathe her same air.
You stand 4 feet away, like Avril Lavigne makes people do. Have you heard that?
Really?
Avril Lavigne will do a meet and greet. And okay, first of all, it's Avril Lavigne. She's skater boy. Who gives a fuck? You can take your picture with her, but you stand over here and she stands over here. And then you have to pay like $400 for this. What? Fuck you, Avril Lavigne. You had like three songs.
I said for $1,500, I better get to go home with Mariah Carey and we get to braid each other's hair all night long. What? My downstairs hair.
Oh.
Ew. That's so gross. Can you braid it?
I know you love my downstairs hair.
No.
Yeah, you do.
Massage my back. It feels good.
No.
Don't pop my bra, but massage my back.
And we're back.
And we're back.
So we're talking about Mariah Carey. We're talking about the meet and greet. $1,500 and $750.
Yes, 15. I think like the it gets you like VIP line, VIP this, VIP that. And then the other one, the 750, doesn't include like all that VIP shit. It just gets you like a meet and greet. Like you are able to.
What's the line for? I don't get that.
Just like entrance and stuff. Like you have the opportunity to enter.
Yeah, I'll pay my $250 this year. That's the maximum that I'm going to pay since that's the maximum price of the seats there.
And so I told Ricky, I said, I was like, that's insane to pay. Like, if you compare it to, like, maybe Britney Spears, $1,500 to meet her, and
which
a lot of her...
Which she was paying $2,400. You like had to pay $2,400
for her. Fans were so disappointed because she was, like, literally there for, like, a second.
Ridiculous.
But see, what I feel like with Mariah Carey, like even though I wouldn't pay the $1,500, I know that if I did buy the $1,500 package, I would at least have to spend some time with her because she's really good to her fans. So I know that she would at least, you know, it would be more than just the 3 seconds.
Right.
But anyway, and I would pay that for Janet Jackson. And you get special seating in the front. So like you not only get to sit, and I think you get to sit in the front row, and then you get to go on stage, I think, with her or something like that. It's the package.
I don't want to go on stage. I don't need to do all that.
No. But if it was Janet, I would pay the $1,500. Because Janet is also good with her fans like that.
This is a good question.
Does Janet Jackson even do anything anymore?
No. She's in Dubai living her life.
But
she's in. She has been recording for the last like year or so.
I can't even think. I don't even. You couldn't pay me to answer what was her last song. I would have no fucking idea.
Well, Feedback was. Well, Rock With You was the last song that she had. Actually, that's not true. It's Make Me. Make Me was the last song.
I don't even. What? I don't think I've even ever heard that.
It was a dance song. It was a dance record. It did really well on the
dance charts.
I just
remember like Rhythm Nation back in the 80s.
Oh.
That good shit.
Right.
So we want, if she's going to be there during Pride 48, we're definitely going to see her.
Yes. And we could probably get good discount
because it'd be more than 10 people.
Right.
Go.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
But I'm paying $250, like I want to be able to like almost smell her vagina.
Oh shit.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Cause I guarantee you it smells really good. Probably smells like cocoa butter.
Wait, Janet or Mariah?
Mariah. Oh. I've seen Janet. I've seen Janet up close. Like, I've had first row and all.
Are you
that.
Sure it was Janet or was it Michael?
Oh, Lord.
They look very similar. It's true.
It's a conspiracy.
Yes. It is no Janet. It's just Michael back to back.
It's Jamichael.
Anyway, moving along.
That's why she's in Dubai and she hasn't been anywhere because it's actually
Michael. Oh my God, maybe that's the reason why they videotaped that person who was just handing shit to people.
I'm telling you, he is
alive. Oh my God,
alive.
Totally.
You need to look up the videos. They're very convincing.
I think they're old videos because there were videos of him doing that in the past before he died.
No, he's alive.
All right, so look on the Trello. We were at 30 minutes.
Okay, what we were talking about Trello. We already talked about, okay, so the woman that was shaving while she was driving, she literally was shaving her vagina while she was driving.
This was in Florida, right?
Yes.
It was a Florida.
And I think it was in Lakeland.
No, it was not in Lakeland. That shit would have been on
the Lakeland really doesn't have a lot of, well, it does have crazy people in it, but the crazy shit happens out in the more country area.
It's in the county. It's Polk County is where you hear all the crazy like meth addict stories, and because we're the meth capital.
Oh, really? I thought that was Arizona. Because when I went to when I traveled to Phoenix in 1944, that was the big thing. Like everywhere you like everywhere we drove, it was like literally like, don't do this is what happens when you're on crystal meth, and this is what happens when you're on Crazy Tina.
It's been a problem in Florida for a really long time,
and you so can in see Wisconsin
the
haze too.
Of the drugs, like in the air, if you're flying over.
That's gross.
Yeah.
And trailer parks blow up all the time in Florida.
We're probably all like walking around stoned and have no idea from the meth.
Do you feel better now?
All right. We need Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah. I feel so much more aware now that I'm in the fresh air of Chicago. There's no meth in the air.
What do you think about Chicago? We didn't ask you that, but what is your impression of Chicago? And like, is it everything you thought it would be? Like,
well, it's probably better than Lakeland.
Yeah, it's way busier than where I'm from for sure. The driving it, like, freaks me out though, because everyone drives so close to everyone else. Why does the road have no divider? Like
they do.
It's weird. It's like invisible. Everyone, I guess they know, but
it's there. Like in the summertime, you can see, like in certain streets, there it's faded, but like you could see it in the summertime.
And the buses, oh my God. They drive so close to all the parked cars.
Were you,
I swear to God.
Were you on a bus?
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Oh, God, why did you do that? You're an awful friend.
We've been doing all public transportation.
Awful friend.
Yeah, I rode the train, the bus. The train was cool, it was not bad.
This bitch thinks he's better than everybody else. So
yeah.
He thinks that what millions of people do every day is disgusting.
It's so pedestrian.
Totally. It's very pedestrian.
How do you get around? Do you fly in a magical unicorn?
No, you saw my car.
You just drive everywhere? I know. Yes. He said some people don't like to drive like into downtown.
I will not use any sort of public transportation if I ultimately do not have to.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a car, why not just use it all the time?
That's why I pay a big money to do that. So yeah, I will drive it everywhere. I don't make a payment to fucking Chase for no reason. I'm going to use my car.
And then pay to go ride the bus when you have a car.
Exactly. That could take me right there.
I'm
not going to do that.
I feel you.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to drink and drive or anything in the city or actually at all. So if you're going to a bar, why are you going to drive? You can't have fun. If you could just take a bus and I'll take
I have fun without having to drink.
He does live on the outskirts of the city, so it's not like
right.
He can get an easy access bus here.
No.
There's no trains where he is.
Yeah, like there's not like it would take me probably 2 hours to get downtown if I just took the bus. Not even lying to you. Whereas if I drove, it would take me 45 minutes.
Yeah, because all the stops and all the weird routes that, I got it.
It's from over here it is. Like when I used to live closer to the lake, like if we were going downtown, it just made sense to take the train because it was just easier to get in and out.
Yeah.
But even then I was just like, I always went bitching and moaning because I took the train for work for 3 years. And I fucking hated it. And one of the biggest reasons why I hated it was because I always had a car. And this is what I tried to explain to Ricky. Most people who live in the city, who are from the city, who grew up in the city, most of them have cars. That's just how we are. People who come in from, come into the city from outside of other states, they're like, great, great transportation. I don't need a car because I can use the bus or the train. Mm-hmm. And that's how they see it. So for me, I did the train when I was a kid. I did the bus when I was a kid. I did the train when I didn't have a car, and I'm done. I don't need to do it again. So
I walk to work where I live.
Ugh, God.
When it's like 80,000 degrees outside, yeah. Roger, you never, would die.
Never.
That's miserable.
I remember one summer. It was the last summer that I, before I got my car. So it was actually a month before I got my car. It was probably 90 degrees at like 7 a.m. And that's when I would walk to my car, to the train to go on. I was so soaked in sweat by the time I got from my house to the train. And my house to the train where I used to live at was literally maybe 2 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And the fucking train had no air conditioning. I was done.
They do have air conditioning, but sometimes you'll get into a car that doesn't have it.
Yeah. And the best thing to do is to get into a car where it smells like warm fucking piss on a 90-degree day.
Oh.
and humidity is at like 1,000. No, thank you. No, thank you. After that, I was like, I'm car, getting a car and never, ever, ever again will I do that.
Trust me. I know all about that. It's hot like 9 days out of 10 days. It's hot where I'm at. Ugh.
Anyways, moving along. So the person, did she get, she got arrested, didn't she?
She got arrested for shaving, but was it electrical or was she actually doing like razor blade and shaving cream?
I think, I think it was like a disposable razor and like shaving cream and stuff, not an electric razor. You don't really take an electric razor down to that part.
Like, where is she going that she has to be there so quickly and have her vagina shaved?
She was going to visit her boyfriend. You didn't read the whole story, did you? Yeah, she was going to visit her boyfriend, and she told the cop that she wanted to be ready when she got there.
Well, at least she was honest. All right, yeah. So the next story I want to talk about is real short, so we can move on from that one. So there's a new podcast that's out. It's by NPR, the great people at NPR. It's called Invisibilia, and I listened to the first two episodes, and it's such a good podcast. I can't recommend it enough. It's
can you tell us more about it, please?
No, so you'll have to go listen to it. No, I'm just kidding. So basically the premise of the podcast is it's all about like the power of the mind and how there are things that are working that we just don't know of and how they're connected to us, if that makes sense. So the first episode was talking about how they were saying that there was a study done on rats that they separated two rats, and one was said, oh, this is the smart rat, this was a smart rat, and the other one was, this is a dumb rat, this is a dumb rat. And when they took them out and put them in a maze, the smart rat was able to get out of the maze and the dumb one was not. And it was all based on them saying that to them. And so of course the doctor was like, okay, this is really weird. Let's try it again and test it. And they did, and they did, and they did, and they continued to test it. And they found out that by saying that, somehow the words are somehow changing the perception of the individual or the rat in this case. The second story was about this guy who, or the last story about this kid who got really sick, went into a coma, and 2 or 3 years into the coma, this is all according to him, 2 to 3 years into the coma, he woke up.
Oh, I heard about that.
Oh, is this the guy that was in the coma for 12 years?
Yes.
Yes. And he woke up and he said, but the thing about it was that he woke up physically, he was not, he was still
incapacitated
and sort of in a coma, really, because he couldn't verbalize anything, he couldn't move or anything. Mm-hmm. But he said that his story was basically that he willed himself back to life essentially by thinking and using his brain and making his synapses, you know.
It's like that movie Lucy with Scarlett Johansson, where she used more than, because yeah, you know, they say we only use 10% of our brain, but right, she was able to do like 25%, and she could like freeze people and like
right,
control the world basically with just using that little bit extra part of her brain.
Right, which is really fascinating, because he was like, you know, that the way that he would do it was he would sort of tell himself like, you know, this is not, you know, like basically trying to be very positive about it. Like he needed to stop that. And when he would stop it, and he would just tell himself to eventually like, this is good, this is going to happen, this is eventually happen, I'm going to get there. That's when things started to happen for him. Like he moved his hand, he moved his, and then he was eventually able to sort of become back to, and he said that one of the toughest things was to hear his mom say, I want you to die. Mm. And he's like, and that was really difficult for him. He said, because he didn't understand that, but then after he sort of really sort of picked it apart, he understood where she was coming from.
Yeah, could you imagine hearing your mom say that? And how bad she must feel?
Right. But
she didn't know, so it's
like, right. Exactly. No. And she said that because they did an interview with his mom and his dad, and they just said, like she said, you know, I said that because I just wanted him to be comfortable. I didn't think that this was the kind of life that he would want to live, but she's like, I couldn't really.
So what took him so long to do it when Uma Thurman could be inside the pussy wagon and tell her toes to move, and it happened in 5 minutes?
I don't know. I don't.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, we're all talking.
Yeah, Kill Bill.
Oh, I've never seen that.
What?
I've never had any interest in watching that
movie. Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's like so one good. Of the best ones. I think Kill Bill 2, is that the one with Vivica A. Fox in it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty badass movie. I love both of them. It's a shame they didn't do the third one.
I think they're still doing it.
There was supposed to be three volumes of it.
They're waiting for Vivica A. Fox's child to get big enough. That was in the movie. To get come after Uma Thurman's character.
Oh, why didn't they just hide? Yeah, I guess maybe because they wanted to continue the...
Well, you know how that director is. He's weird.
Yeah. But anyway, so... That was the first one. The second episode was basically it's kind of the same thing, sort of the same sort of premise. Like, it's a really interesting podcast. I really like the way that they sort of dissect their topics, and it is all really based on things that are unseen. So you guys should take a listen to it. I think you guys would like it. It's really good. Let us know what you think. So
I'll just wait for other people to give me some updates. I don't listen to a lot of podcasts because my job requires me to like think too much. And if I'm thinking, then I can't listen at the same time.
Right.
So I can be listening, but I'd have no idea
what's
being said.
Yeah, because it's just white noise for you.
Right.
Well, anyway.
And you're black today.
Yes, I am black. And the last story that we want to talk about is, so there was a viral YouTube video that, of these two twins that are pretty hot.
Set of twins. Two twins is four people.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. A pair of twins. Well, that would be an oxymoron, right?
A set of twins.
I did say that. The first time.
Two twins.
No, I said a set of twins. And well, we'll have to just rewind.
Recorded, we'll hear it.
Anyway, so a set of twins. Is that correct, Ricky?
Correct.
You're certified in that, right?
I'm certified in twins and twinsies.
Twinsies.
Twinsies. Anyway, so they were coming out to their dad, and it was just a touching story, and they were very emotional about it, blah, blah, blah. The dad was very supportive, which was, it's nice to see stuff like that. But I just thought about, like, what was your coming out story?
I don't really have one. It's boring.
Your mom just said,
I always think about this, like, no, it wasn't even like that. I never really had to.
His mom was like, oh, honey, I knew you were a cocksucker from birth.
My sister was more upset and cried more. I didn't even cry or anything. She was like, oh, my God. It's like the biggest weight lifted off my shoulders. I am so upset right now. And she was like crying. I'm like, this is my moment. But like, I don't get like.
Why does she feel that way?
I have no idea.
You never asked her?
No. She just kind of horrible. Felt like she always knew, but she wasn't for sure. She was waiting on me to tell her.
And so it was a good thing that she felt like it was.
It was.
But she was being dramatic about it.
Yes.
She felt vindicated that she was right.
That's what it was. She was so
that
happy.
You were a little strawberry fairy.
But like, I don't understand. Like. I don't know. I kind of like this coming out stuff. I'm kind of like, it's kind of lame to me. I don't get the big deal. I guess because I didn't have to go through that. I don't understand why you have these boys that are crying on TV to tell their dad that they're gay.
Don't do that. No. That's very diminishing. Like it's.
No, it's not. I'm just saying, why can't they do it in person? Why do they have to do it on video and over a phone?
Well, because I
think it's seeking attention. That's one of the things.
Okay. So maybe for some, it may be that way. But I also think that it helps other kids who are struggling with that or who are in a situation where it's not easy for them to come out. Like, okay, for these particular two kids, who knows what they were doing? Maybe because they had a YouTube channel prior. That's probably maybe they were trying to seek attention. Who knows? But at the same time, videos like this are important because there are kids who can't. I mean, look at the kid who committed suicide because she lived in an environment that was toxic for her. And she couldn't find a way. And when she did, she was chastised for it. I mean, I think these are good, regardless of what we think they're doing.
I didn't say they weren't good. I said I
No, I'm not saying you just said that. Deal. But no, I think they are good. We need to have more stuff like that, because I think it helps those kids who are in a situation where they can't come out or they don't have something to look to for some sort of comfort, if that makes sense.
But what if they're in a situation where they can never tell anybody that they're gay and they're sitting here watching all these videos of all these people being happy because they're coming out? And then,
well, not all of them are happy. I mean, obviously, don't you remember the one where the parents went apeshit on the kid?
Oh, the Christian one?
Yeah. I mean, so they're not, but I think these videos are needed, regardless if we think they're doing them for attention or not. Like, I think I think it's good. I think they're good for whether they are for attention or not. Like,
I think what I just don't, it really doesn't have anything to do with videos. It's just that people are like, what's your coming out story? I don't have one. What are you talking about? You don't have one. why does everyone have to have one? And why are you upset that I don't have a coming out story?
Well, people kind of get pissy about that. Well, I could see that. But you did have a coming out story. Your story just wasn't as fabulous as another one.
It wasn't a big deal. Like, I didn't. This is what I said. My sister. This is exactly what happened. I was in a U-Haul. I was moving with my roommate, Ben. I had four other roommates. There was like six of us in the apartment. So,
yeah. In a one-bedroom apartment.
And the only reason she probably knew, yeah, but she didn't know he was the person.
Right.
But the only reason she knew is because I had placed my hand on his leg. So when he got out of the U-Haul, she's like, I have a question for you. I was like, okay. She goes, is that your boyfriend? And I was like, yeah. And that's when she had her meltdown. Like, I never really said anything other than, yeah, that's my boyfriend. And then she had the meltdown.
Yeah, but that's important. Like, it may not be important to you because you're just kind of like, eh, whatever, it didn't happen. But like, to someone else, like, that could be of some inspiration to them. Like, maybe I need to take that step forward and do something as subtle as putting a hand on my boyfriend's leg. Like, but that is your coming out story. Regardless of, it may not be as,
I don't even think it's that great. I would never use that as an example for someone that's like, oh, could you please tell me how to come out to my whatever, like whoever. I'm like, oh, I really can't give you any advice on that other than, you
just
know,
do
they
it.
They probably love you. They probably don't care. Just do it. If they don't like you, then move on.
Nicole, what was your coming out story?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have one, but
Tell us about when your boobies first started showing up and you had to like come out because of it.
No, what I was going to say was,
hi, my name is Nicole.
That
I'm a big-breasted woman.
What I think, some of the videos are good and they are inspiring to others who might be struggling, but I also feel like it's such a personal thing. I don't understand. Like, if I was gay, I wouldn't want to record that.
Okay, so see, now I agree
with
that. It's
so personal.
So so with that and that sort of view of it, I do sort of agree with that, because I think like it is a very private thing to do, and it is something that you know, in what you were saying in terms of like you're seeking for attention. I think there are some people who do it that way for that reason, and you kind of question. It's like, really, like, you could have just done that privately.
Yeah. Exactly.
However, I also think on the flip side to that, I think that the people who do decide to record it or whatever, like, I think it's good because it does give people, you know, the opportunity to see that, you know what, things aren't as bad as you think they are. Maybe you should try this route. It gives them an option to think. Whether you put it on print or whether you put it on video.
Yeah. I wouldn't like video it. If I was going to tell someone my story, I, you know, would
maybe
just
write about
tell
it.
Them or, you know, I wouldn't put it out there for everyone to see.
Yeah. The only way I would record it is if, for that instance, that boy told his parents and he like went batshit crazy and was going to beat him and shit like that. I'd record it for that so that those fuckers could go to jail. But
how do you don't know how they're going to react. So how do you know when or if to record it? You can't say,
they were going to react that way, though.
You can't say, oh, well, can you do that again? Let me get my video camera.
Right.
I mean, unless you had it like in secret recording it that way.
I just think it's a really good, my coming. I was drunk and I think it was like New Year's. And I called my mother and I told her that I was gay. And I dragged every friend that I had along with me.
And then she's like, so what, sister?
But it was just, I mean, it was just kind of like that was my story. But, you know, I think that those coming out stories are, they're, some of them are done for attention seeking, and some of them are done for other reasons, such as inspiring another child or another kid, or I think it's comforting. I mean, whether I think that they are kind of,
I think it causes other people to be gay, and that needs to be shut down.
That was a really good one.
Right.
Yeah.
That was almost as country as me.
Wait, can you sound country? You're from Florida.
Yeah, but some people think I have like a really thick accent, but I don't feel like I have one at all.
There's country accents in Florida.
Oh, good Lord.
I would probably think like the upper part, right? That's closer to what? Like North Dakota?
Oh, yeah. There's
the other
The Carolinas?
Near like Alabama and Arkansas and all that stuff. You got your country people.
Oh, but that's up and then to the side, right?
Yeah, because Georgia is above us.
Right, because Georgia's above you. And don't you guys touch Carolina? What is it, South Carolina?
No. That's way north. Georgia. It's Georgia, and then I want to... This is going to sound so sad.
South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia.
Oh, got it. So yeah. I'm...
Off to the side of us is like Louisiana and Alabama and stuff on the Gulf right there.
Right. Because I... Okay, so I know, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that Atlanta, Georgia went all the way to the sea. Geography by Foul Monkey.
Georgia or Georgia?
Yeah, Georgia, not Atlanta, Georgia.
No, Georgia in general. Sorry.
Goes to the sea. Yeah, because there's a Tybee. They have that Tybee Island where people.
I've never been to Georgia, so I thought the Carolinas went all the way down. That the Carolinas touch Florida.
No, we just skipped over Georgia. That doesn't exist. It's Atlanta, Carolina. God.
Oh, I'm gonna get so much mail for that.
All right, so we gotta go. We're in an extended time again. We don't want people cutting us off because it's more than an hour. So
yes, Urban Guy TO, email us and give me that information because
he emailed us. It's in the email.
Okay.
That file was an email. Thank you, Baron, for calling. Thank you, Miss Bacon, for calling on the last show. Thank you, Nicole, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for a first time.
Do you miss being on the show?
Yeah, now that I've started like listening again, because there was a while where I was just like, whatever.
Oh, I know why you did that.
Yeah, now I like it, and I wish I was here to be on it more.
I think
especially when you guys posted the old show, like with me and you. Oh my God, I laughed so hard listening to that because I remembered it.
Yeah,
just like that was
a good. It was nice to see that because I didn't listen to those older shows yet.
And I remember having to write those poems and like think of good, funny poems.
Did you guys live together when you guys were in Florida?
Might as well have.
I know. No, I just would go over to his house and
okay.
He had like a whole, like bigger than this, like set up.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Don't talk about my 3-bedroom studio.
Oh, sorry.
So we're going to leave. We're going to read a couple of diarrhea lyrics because one of Nicole and I's best episodes,
the most
probably
infamous one,
right, was us dying of laughter of the diarrhea song. So we're just gonna read a few, get a little bit closer here so they can hear you laughing.
Oh God, that I don't need to be on the microphone for that.
That's true.
My leg.
When it runs between your toes like slimy sloppy joes.
Ew.
Diarrhea.
That is absolutely horrifying.
Oh, God, that doesn't even make sense. I'm going to skip. When you're playing with your pet and you feel something wet, diarrhea. Diarrhea.
When you're giving your mom a hug and it stains her brand new rug. Diarrhea.
When you're lying on the beach and your cheeks begin to breach. Diarrhea.
When you're brushing your hair, your butt begins to flare. Diarrhea.
When you eat a spicy pickle and your butt begins to tickle.
Diarrhea. Here we go. Here's a good one.
That was just gross.
I'm gonna read this when you read that one, okay?
Mama said it wouldn't hurt, so we had it for dessert.
When you're blogging on the pot and your sphincter muscle shot.
Okay.
When it feels like flatulence, but it's poop that's not too dense.
You guys are turning purple.
Oh my god, these are hilarious.
When you're sitting on a mountain and your butt becomes a fountain.
Ew. That's gross.
Oh, let's see. I think when your stomach is in pain and you're making chocolate rain.
When you think it's chicken soup, but it's really liquid poop.
When you have Thanksgiving turkey, but your stool is stank hot Slurpee. Oh my god. Oh my god.
When you think your friends are joking, but your pants are brown and soaking. Oh my god.
Okay, one more because I'm hungry.
When you're walking like CP3O. And your butt shit slut looks like radicchio. Oh, I messed that up.
You suck.
Hold on, let's read a couple
toilet
more.
Toilet paper you need to gather and your butt worked up a ladder.
Oh, I think I had that this morning.
Ricky did downstairs.
Oh, okay, let's just read one more. Man. When you're chilling with your daughter and you feel the poo-poo water.
Ew.
And you're fecally obsessed and it splatters on your chest.
How does that even happen?
You know, some people like
oh, it. Oh,
I know. That's really
Cleveland
gross.
Cleveland steamer.
When you're in a Pontiac and brown comes down your crack.
All right. We got to go. Oh, we got to go because you got to go.
Oh, I think. All right. Bye. I got to go. My sights hurt now.
Deuces.
Bye.
Bye, you guys.
Thank you for listening to the Foul Monkeys podcast. You can give us a call at 863-666-0377.
And then you can...
Keep going. It's one take. Keep going.
Oh, okay.
I'm serious.
Facebook.com/Foul Monkeys. This is not going to be one
us.
Take.
You can tweet us at Foul Monkeys. And you could also find us on YouTube by searching for... Foul Monkeys.
And look out for our Instagram soon to come. Instagram.com/Foul Monkeys.
This is what you get for a free show. It's a sad. Real sad.
Okay. And that's the end.